to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen here with life coach Linda Armstrong and our special guest, Cheryl Murphy. Today is Friday, September the 13th, 2019. Friday the 13th. Yeah. It is 4 p.m. in New York. That's 1 p.m. Los Angeles time. And that would be 9 p.m. in London and I believe 5 a.m. in Tokyo, 6 a.m. in Sydney, Australia. But wherever you are in the world, thank you for joining us for another episode of LOA Today, your daily dose of happy. And I never really put any stock into Friday the 13th, but I remember when the Da Vinci Code came out, and they gave the explanation about where the origins of it were from. And I thought to myself, well, yeah, with those origins, of course, people would get all frightened and put out about it. But I also find that my experience and I guess you could call it training from doing this podcast with Law of Attraction and understanding more about how source energy works and so forth, I think today the impact of Friday the 13th on me is even less than it was before I even understood this stuff. So, in fact, I've heard arguments that say that Friday the 13th is a lucky day. So I'm kind of curious, what do you guys think about Friday the 13th? Linda, I'm going to go to you first. What's your take on Friday the 13th?
You know what? I'm Italian. My mother always told me that in Italy, 13 is a lucky number. So, yeah, I'm
okay.
Good with it.
Yeah, so you go with that theory. Cheryl, what about you?
I am the same way. I think Friday the 13th is a lucky day for me. I just think it's fortune, like good fortune comes to me and synchronicity comes to me too on Friday the 13th. I can't really go with the bad luck day. I can't really side with that.
Well, it was bad luck about, 900 years ago. And I think it's probably rubbed off by now. So
it just makes for fun, spooky stories if you're into that,
It certainly does. It certainly does. Yeah. A lot has been written. A lot of movies have been created. And, people have really leveraged Friday the 13th. But
yes,
that's the extent of our conversation about Friday the 13th, because Linda actually invited Cheryl back for a much more important purpose. And, Linda, since it's your idea, I'm going to let you do the introduction and explain to people what all this 3D, 5D stuff is all about and why we asked Cheryl about it.
Okay, so before we get into the whole thing with 3D and 5D, I just want to tell you a little bit about Cheryl. So if you didn't watch the show before, I invite you to watch it, because you'll get so much from that last show. We had so much fun with it. Cheryl is a psychic medium. I think everyone right now tuning in knows that. Mm-hmm. But just so you know, she studied metaphysics for over 20 years, international studies in Brazil, Germany, England, and at the Arthur Findlay College in England. Prestigious college. So she has oriented her practice as a spiritual medium towards channeling loved ones who've passed over and psychometry. She's a clairvoyant, a healer, an ordained minister, as well as being certified in hypnotherapy. And she's an intuitive facilitator because Cheryl totally tunes in, taps in, and gets the lowdown,
Very good.
Amazing. I'm not going to do the whole thing, but basically Cheryl's got these gifts that have come to her. Actually, we never asked you, Cheryl, when you first started getting those. That might be interesting too, but that's a little bit off topic, but although I would like to know.
Can I tell you when I first saw spirit was when I was 3 years old.
Wow.
I first saw spirit at the age of 3. And I just remember it so clearly. I was in my bedroom, I slept with my sister at that time, we shared a room. And spirit came in as this beautiful glow of light. And I really knew it was a family. It didn't feel like a single spirit. It felt like a family. And they felt very happy and joyful, like they were coming to check in on me or just coming to see how I was doing. That was the feeling I got. I didn't really hear any voices or any words coming out, just a feeling. I also saw, though, things in my room would move, the toys or the objects, not too many, but enough to... It's enough for me to remember because they ended up visiting me a couple of times. So when I was very, very young, that's when I had those first experiences. Yeah.
Very cool. Incredible.
Yeah, very cool.
Do you think that was more or less, that spiritual family of yours that was helping you with understanding these gifts and bringing them through?
I think so. I think they were there to support me and they kind of went away, and then in my childhood or in my, early teens, they kind of just went away or faded. And that pretty strong, I would say, around that 16-year mark, and then it's been pretty strong ever since. But I think they kind of give you time to, you know, be a child or to grow up. My brother and I were both very intuitive. So he and I, my brother, who was very close to me at the time, we would practice and have seances. I mean, we did all of that, right? We did all of the play things where you light the candle and you ask Abraham Lincoln in. And it was always fun, right? And I never knew we were different until, you know, I went to school or so forth. And then everybody around me was very different, or they didn't talk about it. So that's why. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, now as you were speaking, especially I think during the time speaking about this family, did you hear the static come over the recording?
No.
Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, well, she wouldn't have heard it. Yeah, she was talking, so she wouldn't have heard it at that time. We get a lot of energy surges and all kinds of stuff on the Friday program. It's like a regular occurrence.
Unbelievable. Amazing,
yeah.
Right?
It's yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it. Spirit.
Okay, something else I was going to say about Cheryl, but now I just lost it because I got too excited with everything she just explained. But we are here today to talk about the, you know, 3D and 5D. And so I talk about it here and there. I plant little seeds about it on this show. But I think you can help us to go quite a bit deeper into it.
Well, thank you. And I'd love to hear your input to, you know, Linda and Walt. You know, but the law of attraction is just, it's 5D. I mean, that's just as simple as I can make it. Is, you know, the law of attraction and the abundance and the prosperity and creating out of joy and gratitude, that's 5D. And I know a lot of people, so everyone on the call today or whoever listens to your broadcast are already in 5D, just to kind of give you a heads up. Because you'll always wonder, well, am I there? Am I not there? And, you know, 3D is about a little bit more about the ego, or a little bit more about duality, like me and you. You know, there's you and then there's me. That's 3D. The 5D is more about we are one, right? We're powerful as a group, right? We believe that our energy is still coming from a greater awareness, a greater consciousness. So that's what's happening with everyone's having these spiritual awakenings right now. And they're opening up, you know, to their own power of healing, of manifesting. Law of attraction is 5D.
Yeah. Right. So when you hear people talking about how the actual frequency of the planet is raising, and of course, as vibration raises, you can be more in those higher energies of love, peace, joy, where you can manifest anything. You know, it's easy. You think of it, it comes along. And maybe we'll touch on this a little bit more from your point of view too, because the ego and the soul, right? So when you're connected to the soul, you're connected through your heart, you're totally in that energy of all the possibilities and all the magic, which is a very high vibration. When we get into that mind of trying to figure everything out, and then we have all this old experience joining back in, and we get really caved down, well, we're in a really low vibration, which is more like the 3D thing, right? Built out of struggle. I mean, that worked for a while, right? We grew through struggle and all these different experiences. But now it's like, do I have to grow through struggle anymore? I don't want to, you know? Like, and more, I think, we don't want to because we can't help but not want to because our vibration is rising, right?
Yeah.
But I want to get back to Cheryl because I want to get some juicy stuff from Cheryl. But I find, Cheryl, that I know when I'm popping, it's like I'm popping back and forth in and out of it. But and I can tell just by my vibration or when I let that ego mind go into the fear, I'm like, oh, I'm not staying there. I want to go back to 5D.
Right.
So I've been finding it more extreme. Like I'm either really there or really there.
Oh, well, you know, one way to kind of remind ourselves where we are or to find out how to get there is to practice gratitude and appreciation, because that takes you right there into the 5D. And like you said, Linda, it's kind of going from, you know, maybe a mental intelligence to a heart intelligence. So we're all like moving into that heart space, right? More and more all the time and more frequently and more often throughout the day to when we're not there, or we're feeling that ego, you know, then we can catch ourselves sooner, right? That's the point, is to kind of manifest also from 5D is easier to manifest. Like you said, Linda, it's not through the struggle anymore. Or, you know, the old saying is, you know, we used to work hard and, you know, no pain, no gain. Like those are the old thought paradigms. And we're moving to a new paradigm or a new shift, right? To where we're more naturally, this is who we are naturally. We're just becoming aware of it.
So, I mean, I don't know how far we want to go with this today, but do you talk at all, Cheryl, about how, you know, they talk about the new Earth or the two Earths being together, the 3D and the 5D coexisting, which I guess is kind of here now, right?
Right.
To some degree, I don't know.
Right. You know, well, you know, Eckhart Tolle has a book out called The New Earth. I'm sure you guys have heard of it. So when I meditated, I felt like, wow, he's also talking about, you know, a new consciousness, right? He is talking about a new consciousness. He's talking about many new consciousnesses opening up. And so we are really in that 5D, like you said, Linda. They kind of overlap. Or they weave into each other, and it's our awareness and our through meditation and yoga and tai chi and, you know, tuning into our intuitive abilities, that we become aware of endless possibilities is what this is all about, is everything is possible, right?
Right.
It's infinite universe.
And so also what comes into it, because there's different people hitting this at different degrees, right? So I know you know of David Wilcock. I think we've had conversations about that before. So he brings in this whole other aspect of help from, you know, alien, from life outside of what we know of here right now on the Earth, and how that energies, those energies that are supporting us, that are protecting us, I think, from certain kinds of more harsh negative energies, will become more and more present to everybody. And I guess that's part of our consciousness rising to be able to accept that, right, without freaking out.
Yeah. I'm getting chills or goosebumps, you know, when you're talking about it, because it is, it's kind of that reality that's happening and that's coming into our awareness. And we do have that support system of other beings, that if you want to call them that, or life forms that are, you know, people call them extraterrestrials or aliens. I mean, but we were calling them other consciousnesses. We'll just say other awarenesses, where other life forms are supporting our planet and our well-being. And I do believe they are helping to support us. I think that's a good word, for our best benefit, you know, for our highest good. Like they're learning from us. We're learning from them. And that is, like you said, it's becoming more of a reality or a touchdown. The more experiences are happening, right?
Yeah. And so I'm going to throw another thing in, and then we'll have a bunch to just go everywhere with. So you hear about things of different timelines.
Yeah.
And also maybe time skips.
Ooh.
So like last week I had one and Walt had one the very same day.
Right.
I brought up how my husband, where it's like there was a gap in time where something was supposed to be and it wasn't, and then we were past that, like I missed an exit. I did not drive past the exit. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't ever there. All of a sudden I was at the other one, like this. So can you touch on some of that a little bit?
I would love to touch on that, because I absolutely think that you were in another dimension. You know, that's what happens is, you know, time is the 3D. So the linear timeline, the horizontal timeline is a 3D. But if you take this linear timeline and you turn it, you know, up and down this timeline, that's the 5D, right? That's everything happening, including all of our past lives and everything happening in the now. And what we need to do is to be present and patient and kind to ourselves and to others. And that actually calls that in with that gratitude and appreciation. But, you know, skipping that, like you said, I think you jumped into another dimension. So, and then you kind of came back into this awareness. So you kind of went into the no time zone, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No time, no space zone.
Yeah. That happened for my husband, where he could have almost hit someone, but he just was, he had this force that made it so he didn't actually crash into this car that all of a sudden was there, wasn't there a minute ago.
Oh, incredible, right?
That kind of a thing. But so as far as, you know, 5D, 6D, 7D, I mean, there's a lot of different dimensions, right?
Yes.
And now this is the cool part. We exist on all of them.
I mean, we haven't got the cool part yet. That sounded pretty cool to me.
and did you notice the energy went funky again while Cheryl was talking just now?
Oh, yeah.
So if that is so, and I believe it's so, I think, and sometimes you can get a glimpse of another aspect of you, and it can just jump in, even for a second, and you're like, so when you become more aware of this, more consciously aware, you can acknowledge what that was when it happens. I mean, it's not just happening for sensitive people. it's happening for everybody, right? Whether they're aware of it or not, or how do you see that?
Oh, yeah, because it's happening for everybody, because we are all spiritual beings, right, having a human experience. And we're becoming more aware of our spiritual beingness. And so we're also realizing that it's about the beingness that is the power. If we can just be ourselves naturally, you know, and love one another or be kind and just full of joy, this is the natural frequency and vibration that, you know, attracts that 5D or allows us to manifest in the 5D, which we want to do because it's easier, it's faster, it's more of who we are naturally, to where it's like driving an older car or driving a newer car. It's not that we're taking anything, we're not looking at the old car negatively. We're just saying, wow, look at all these new bells and whistles on the new car. It's easier to get where I'm going because of these new features. And that's kind of what the 5D is. The 5D is, it's a step up of who we really are. It's a universal awakening happening. So you don't really have to be aware or into this stuff that we're into to tap into that.
Right. And I like how you are not judging the old car, because that's part of it, right? Wow. When we're in this higher energy, there's no judgment. We just accept everything. You accept.
Absolutely. And because of the old car, for example, or because of the 3D, that actually helped us get to where we are today. So we have to really be grateful for that period. Right. And the more we honor that, the more it lifts our vibration.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to go into something else. Did you hear it that time?
Just now I heard that.
Okay. So, and Jeffrey's asking, what about full moons? So there is a full moon tonight. I think for East Coasters, where it's at 12:30, and for you in California, 9:30?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Okay.
Right?
So we could talk a little. And are you much into the astrology and all that?
Well, I'm into the moon cycle for sure, because that is actually what I teach my students, is to be aware of the seasons of the year and also the moon cycles, because it can power you up or, you know, either.
So I had a client, I was going to email you earlier, but I just wasn't able to. I had a client today, and we're going to call her Suzanne. Her name is Suzanne, but I don't want to go any further than that, because I'm going to see if you tap into her energy as I tell you about this. So she was explaining to me, and she's been going through working with releasing fear about dying, about getting sick, stuff like that. She's got a team around her, because she makes things happen, boom, 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 so easy, right? But she's very much in her head, which if she can just let go of that, she's going to be like unstoppable. But she had this experience just last night. She was like half asleep or falling asleep, and she was very aware of this purple, she described it, looks kind of like smoke coming in through her right ear into her body. She's like, it was real. It wasn't like a dream. It was like, it was really happening. I'm like, it was really happening. You know, like, and she's like, but you know, she needed to actually ask me about it to make it feel even, or know that there's something real about that. Mm-hmm. So I kind of feel like it is, I mean, this new moon, this full moon today, I think in this month especially, is about really jumping into a whole new paradigm, a new beginning, right? I believe a higher aspect of herself, mm-hmm, from an even higher dimension came in.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I do too, because I was feeling like it was a tool. It was a tool. It was an aspect of herself. It wasn't like it was someone else or it was a guide. It was something that she called forward and that she allowed to happen, because she had an open mind and an open heart. And she knew that, you know, everything operates on the divine frequency of love. So she was very open into the receiving of it. And I feel like she was already familiar with it. Even before it happened, there was almost like, oh, I recognize you, and then it happens, right? I just feel this familiarity with her and this color of purple even, you know, and purple is, of course, very intuitive energy, right?
Yes. So I'm getting goosebumps as you say that, because, no, it wasn't scary to her. And she's only through working with me has she opened up to any of this. She also comes from kind of extreme religions, one she was born into, one she's converted into. I won't even say what they are, but quite opposing and orthodox. And now she's coming into all this spiritual stuff. And like, she can't really talk to any of those people about it because, of course, it's evil. You know, it's like, it's not okay. So it's like, what you're saying is she's aware of it and she's familiar with it, but on an unconscious level, because consciously she's having to bypass her mind and really step into that heart to know what is true for her. And I feel that that part of her, that aspect of her that came in, is totally going to have her live from here and no longer from here, where all that fear is.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You know, the heart intelligence or the heart space, and she was ready to receive it. It's as if it was all about divine timing with her, and that she was in her soul mind, you know, rather than the conscious mind. She was kind of in my soul mind, or we can say my heart mind, where she was open to being more of her energy was out, you know, extended beyond just the physical. You know, and we can do that with our thoughts. We can expand our energy with our thoughts, our heart, our feeling. And we do that, of course, through gratitude and appreciation.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Good. And you know, and it's right before this full moon with all this stuff happening. So I'm like, it's perfect.
Haven't you guys felt the full moon like all week almost? So too, it's like it's been building, and things are more powerful. And if things are just opening up, like you said, Linda, I mean, every month it seems to be opening up more and more. It just
Let me go back to the 3D, 5D thing for a moment here. And I have a feeling it's going to tie into the moons as well from what you guys are saying. But as Linda mentioned, she and I had both on the same day had an experience with this time shift kind of a thing that happened. In my own case, I actually had two different incidents where it happened. I don't remember which one happened on the day that your thing happened, Linda. So my recollection's a little bit fuzzy here. But I do recall this particular incident tied into another story that I want to bring in that asks my question about this 3D, 5D thing to make sure I'm really getting it right and kind of understanding how it's playing in my own life. So to give you a little bit of background, there's a customer that we have, a gardening customer, and his home is very close to where we are. It's like, you know, 5-minute trip, 10-minute trip, that kind of thing. And we have had we had a little bit of a difficulty with him because our employees were not enjoying working for him. I won't go into all the details about it, but they were just not feeling good working at his property. And last week, I had to go make a delivery there. I made a number of deliveries, but on one of those trips, I was driving on the main, it's a U.S. highway. I was driving on the U.S. highway. I was supposed to go for about a quarter mile and then turn right to get up to his road. And all of a sudden I found myself about two lights down where the Walmart is. And I was pretty sure I hadn't like gone into a subconscious state, you know, like where you're auto driving, like you forgot what you were doing. I was pretty conscious that whole time. And then all of a sudden it shifted. I said, whoa, that's pretty wild. What just happened there? So I had to turn around and go back. And I just kind of filed it away and then thought about it when Linda brought up what she was talking about last week. Well, a few days later, I had to go see that client to collect money from them because we had done the job. The job was complete. And I also needed to let him know that we probably weren't going to be coming back to do more work because the employees were not comfortable. And there were whole list of reasons why. He had also told me a whole bunch of stories about other contractors who wouldn't come back anymore. They were always late getting there and so forth. You know, you could really see the pattern playing out, right? It was not too difficult. And so I tend to be a little bit direct, so I just went there, I collected the money, and I basically laid into him and said, you can't treat people the way you're treating people, and I started laying out all my stuff. Well, leading up to that conversation, I had been going through what I'm going to call, for the purposes of this conversation, 3D thoughts. I was blaming, I was getting frustrated with him, I was absorbing my employee's anger, and I was going to thrust it onto him and so forth. And then in the middle of that, I don't even know why. I think partly because of just the self-training I've gone through by doing the show, by having wonderful co-hosts like Linda and so forth. I kind of stopped and I said, no, wait a minute. Don't go down that road. That's not a necessary road to go on. He's got his own thing. He has his own perspective. You know, it's not wrong. It's just not appropriate for us. But there's nothing wrong with what he's doing. It's just a different way of thinking. So I went into the meeting with him kind of with that viewpoint. And when I did, I got an amazing response from him. Mm. Literally, he had never heard any of this before. No one had ever confronted him on any of his behaviors. And apparently the way I did it, he took it really, really well. To the point where I was saying, you know, I just kind of hit you really hard. He says, oh, no, you didn't. You didn't. He was defending me. He was defending me coming at him with all this information that was very uncomfortable for him, to the point where he actually said, you made me cry like a baby. So, I mean, it was quite the exchange at that point. And so my question for you with that great big setup is, was that happening because I had made that shift from 3D to 5D?
Absolutely. And that's a fabulous story and a great example of your consciousness. So you're not working so much from the ego mind, you know, as you are from the higher mind. You know, that's okay. What it feels like to me. And you weren't thinking about yourself so much as you were someone else also at that point. Mm-hmm. And that is 5D. And, you know, we need our personalities. You know, we need to know that, hey, look, you're Walt and you have your personalities like this. But we also need Walt in that 5D, which is absolutely where you were. You were thinking about the outcome. You were thinking about treating another spiritual being, you know, with love and kindness, which is how we all learn the best, right? That's it's a teaching moment for all of us, to where something actually greater could be birthed or, you know, expanded upon from that conversation. I mean, you know, it sounds like you really touched him in this heart space, and that is the beautiful part of it. Yeah.
And there was no doubt about that. I mean, I got a reaction that was far beyond anything I could have dreamed of. It was just, I mean, I literally got through to a guy who, he lives alone. He's lived alone for 35 years. He's not a social being. You know, he lacks a lot of basic social skills. Mm-hmm. And so when I was presenting him with all these things that were inappropriate behaviors, not bad. I mean, not like, you know, physical abuse or sexual abuse or anything like that. Just, you know, not good ways to interact with other people. It hit him on an emotional level. He was quite contrite.
And like you said, he didn't have anyone to talk to, and you were like one of the first people that probably...
The first. Nobody had ever talked to him about this before. I asked him that point blank. He says, no, nobody's ever said anything about this.
Absolutely. So 5D, Walt, I mean, just exactly what you said, giving someone else the time of day or smiling or just making a human connection just through eye contact, that's 5D. You know, making all of us feel like, you know, we are in this together, or we are all sharing the space and time together, right?
Right.
That is absolutely 5D. And it feels to me, I know Linda feels it, that there was a healing that happened with the two of you. Maybe both of you benefited from it, you know?
Oh, I felt like I did, sure. Yeah. And you said smiling. I was smiling through the entire conversation, literally the entire conversation.
Oh, I love that. That's a great example of 5D. Yeah. Great example.
Yeah, and it's almost as if Walt just opened that channel. You know, like when we're doing our work, Cheryl, like energy comes in that is always the right thing.
Yeah.
So you just, you know, and like she said, it's your high, I feel like, you know, you just drew in your higher self to be that fifth dimensional aspect of you. But because Walt, you're really opening up a lot. Since I know you, you're like a whole different.
It's been quite a 2-year period, I can say. Just 1 year since I've known you. But yeah, the last couple of years have been dramatic for me.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of releasing and letting go when we are stepping into 5D, you know, whether it's old thoughts or old habits or old belief systems. But it's things that we want to release. It's not like, you know, we're being forced to do anything. It's almost like a natural preference. It's like, of course, you know, I'm going to let go of these things and open myself up to new adventures or new experiences. But like Linda just said, it was like inspiration to you, where, you know, in spirit, right? Inspiration or intuition, you know, you were listening to your intuitive mind, you know, where we're taking in that information into our spirit self. So that it's a beautiful story. I hope we can all touch someone, you know, as deeply as you've done that and more often too. I mean, every day we should practice our willingness to be vulnerable too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's also reassuring for me because, I mean, I have been doing a lot of work on myself, but it's nice to know that I actually, what I went through and you guys described it really well just now. It's not like I had pre-planned my talk. It was coming out of my mouth as I was talking. I mean, I had no thought process going on. It was just coming out. And it was quite the experience. Fortunately, I've done it some with, you know, co-host on the podcast, so it was not completely out of my realm of experience. I had done this before, but to do it in a situation where I guess you might call it a real world experience was it was a good experience, but it's also reassuring to know, yeah, I was actually where I thought I was. I was connected in the way that I thought I was. There's a reassuring thing that goes on there.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
And that connecting on 5D is making more of a connection with people. We're connecting more of our chakras, so to say, you know, with other people. You know, it's not just a superficial connection. I mean, it's a real human connection, just say that.
Right, right.
Lots of healing happening with 5D, too. I can just, you know, I'm sure you guys are aware of that, that people are learning more about their own health or their loved one's health, or they're learning more alternative health, you know, try this or try that. You know, they're actually opening up to, hey, maybe this will work, you know, to the idea that we have natural, you know, elements on this planet that are for healing purposes, you know, or kind words from someone or energy healing from a healer, you know, that's fantastic.
Well, we're seeing it in again, what I'll call the real world in the world that is the non-law of attraction world, the non-spiritual world, the one that you read about in the news and watch on TV and you talk to people who don't really know this stuff, that world, there are a lot of things happening in that world that signal to me that there is shift going on. There's a lot of shift. There are shifts going on in a variety of different ways and ways that are surprising. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like it pops out in unexpected ways that the, I guess what you might call the layperson, the person who doesn't know the stuff that we talk about, would just say was pure wild coincidence. Mm-hmm. But we look at it and say, well, no, that wasn't wild coincidence. It was wild, but it wasn't wild coincidence.
Well, you know what this is bringing to my mind, too, is because, I mean, a lot of people have been totally shifting careers and all sorts of things because there's a new beginning. People are tapping into other aspects of themselves or deciding for once they're going to fulfill themselves and not give themselves away to everything outside of them. But what it brings up, a question that comes to my mind too, is there's a tricky part to that in that if you're trying to make something work and it's just not working, no matter what you try, it's just not working. Sometimes people get too locked into their agenda as to it has to work like that because I put all that time and effort and money and everything else into that. And they're closing their mind off or their heart, not their mind, more their heart, to the inspiration that keeps trying to knock them on the head of another direction to go into. So I'm sure Cheryl can really touch on that a whole lot better. And that's kind of scary. I mean, I've been going through some of that myself, too, with different things that are going on in my life. But I keep getting, for some reason, I keep getting some guidance to start oil painting. So I'm starting oil painting. I bought everything. I'm going to start probably tomorrow.
Cool. I can't wait.
I don't know. I mean, I grew up, when I was a kid, all I did was art. So it's kind of like, and out of nowhere, this is just popping in. And it popped in after, Cheryl, after you were the second person who told me I was going to write a book. And I'm like, I don't see it. But then in a meditation, I did see a book, but it wasn't words. It was images. It was painting. It was feeling through the art, you know? And then all this stuff started coming in. So anyway.
I'm loving that. And, you know, just what you're saying, Linda, is the things that we used to love as children, like the painting or the dancing, any hobbies or interests that we had as children, I think in this 5D world, they're also starting to maybe blossom or resurface or be reborn again, just to help us touch into that part of ourselves that we think we're so distant from, you know.
Right.
So we're so much older, it doesn't mean that we can't still have those childlike imagination or qualities. Because it is through the imagination that the spirit world talks to us. If you can understand that, it's through our imagination and our willingness to kind of surrender to things that we thought we had control over and just realize that living in the mystery or living in the unknown, you know, all these people that have become unemployed for whatever reason, the economy, and then they've been very creative and starting their own businesses. And look how much success so many people are having and so creative. I mean, wow. I mean, it's so powerful, the creative energy right now.
And even if all it does is give you joy, well, then it sets you up for what's going to come through, right? For the solutions or for the new ideas or the inspiration that can take you further with maybe that old other dream of yours or not. But it's really all about lifting that vibration and do things that bring you joy.
Yeah. And, you know, freedom, you know, I just feel like 5D is just about freedom, right? Just to have the life that you want, the life of your dreams, the family that you want to manifest. And that's about freedom in our thinking, freedom in our manifesting, you know, freedom in our everyday life, to where we don't feel that we have to do something that's not comfortable for us, or where we feel like we have to do, we really get to do those things, right? So we get to do those things. You know, we feel that joy of, oh, I get to go to work today because it's something that I absolutely love, or, you know, I get to be with my family. You know, these are just ways of creating, of feeling how fortunate we are to be in this time. You know, it's such an important time period in history for us.
Yeah. It's almost like we're, as individuals and as a group, it's almost like we're stretching our boundaries. Like we're stretching our, like exercising our muscles, and we're moving our attention and our consciousness and our ability to focus into a wider range and a wider range and a wider range than before. And which comes from just practicing over and over again.
Yeah.
It's expansion is what we're here for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're really stretching that mind, like stretching those angel wings, I like to call them. You know, we're really stretching our minds out. And then so we expand, and then we contract. We expand and we contract. We see what works for us. We let it settle. We let it digest. And we let it sit with us. And we take what we like, and we set the rest, you know, to the side. And then we go out into the world again, and we try more creative feats. But it is about enjoying this, you know, by yourself or with other people. But it is about maybe more of an inclusive world. And we will be getting there. We will be, you know, there's not, you know, there's diversity where we're enjoying diversity, right? They always say it's a small world. It really is just even more and more where we are becoming more of the same with our neighbor, you know, whomever they shall be, right? We are just our neighbor, just people you meet. On a daily basis, how similar we really are.
It's funny, as you talked just then about it's an inclusive world, the first thought that came to my mind, and this is sort of the Abraham Hicks teaching, right? You focus on what you don't like so that you realize that you don't like it so that you can choose what you like instead. Mm. And so much focus is going on these days on exclusion. Mm-hmm. All different kinds, in politics, entertainment, movies, theater. I mean, it's just all over the place. And what hit me as you were saying that is there's a huge population of people who are really learning very deeply they don't like exclusion. And they're spending a lot of time focusing on that. Well, like Abraham Hicks teaches us, when you focus on something like that and you really, really don't like it, you start shooting off that rocket of desire, as they call it, for what you do like, which is it's got to be inclusion. And so when you said inclusion, it just kind of filled in a gap.
Yeah. When we want something bad enough, when we don't like something bad enough, we will change it, you know, and that creates that opening kind of in that veil of light to allow all those inclusive energies coming in. So, you know, everything is very balanced right now in our world. So whether what you are seeing, if you don't like it, just always try to remember there's something as equally of a greater importance that is positive. But they are balancing each other out right now. And it does seem like it maybe is more one-sided right now, at least what we're kind of seeing on the news and et cetera. Mm-hmm. But, you know, deep down, there's so many more people, you know, from my job, just there's so many more people wanting to be a medium. There are so many more people going to mediumship demonstrations. There are so many more people awakening. So I wish we could talk more about that. You know, shows like yours, Walt, are letting everyone know that, you know, it's becoming very common. That's why the show is so important, is like this is the 5D conversation to be having right now. Yeah.
Right. And you know what? I love what you just said because you didn't see it. But Jeffrey says, I'm one of those people. How do we meet more people like us? What more can we do? Make whatever. I can't even read it. But the thing is, you got to hold your vibe and own it and love it, because then that's what comes. Like I never, ever what do you call when you stop yourself from saying things? I just share my world with people. If they think I'm crazy, then they don't have to listen. But I don't find that, because some people say, oh, I can never tell anybody about this spiritual stuff. I'm like, really? I can never not tell anybody, because when I do, they just want to know more. They just want to know more. They just want to know more. But I just hold that energy. So I would say, Jeffrey, just be you, man. Just be you and shine it and let it out there, because then those people will be drawn to you. That, I mean, that's how it works.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Go ahead, Walt.
No, you first. You first.
I was just going to say, it is about being more of your of yourself, like be yourself. And for some people, it is hard to be, because we've had to kind of maybe follow certain rules or, you know, conform in certain ways. But, you know, now is no longer, you know, it is more of that freedom of being yourself and being expressive and being who you want to be in this world, you know. And really, you know, it is about having more gratitude. That will call in that 5D energy, bring in more gratitude and appreciation for the things that you have now, or even for that 3D world that we were talking about a moment ago, that old antique car, which, you know, they still drive around today and they have these beautiful car shows, for example. Yeah. So it's still something to celebrate. By celebrating what we own, like you said, Linda, if we own up to ourselves and we celebrate that, that just, you know, opens everything up for us.
Right. And so, like, especially for Jeffrey, maybe there were areas in his life through the years growing up that he didn't feel free enough to share, but that's old. Like Cheryl was saying, right now people are more accepting of all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. So now's the time more than ever to just really freely just be who you are and be who you are to yourself first, and then you'll see that everything else will just kind of line up.
One of my favorite words to describe what we're talking about here is the word dare. I often dare myself to just go for it anyway. Just dare myself to put it out there. Dare myself to say something. Dare myself to, I just dare myself. Wow. And, you know, so, sometimes I don't feel like, you know, meeting the dare. Sometimes I don't feel like meeting the challenge. But just by daring myself, I do it more often. Just by daring myself, I bring it up more often. And I have learned over time what is the amount of daring that I feel comfortable with. And then I do that much. And then as time goes on, my dare meter goes up a little bit. So I dare a little bit more. And then I dare a little bit more. And that's how you finally get to the point where all of a sudden you're putting out there, I want to attract all these people into my life, and they show up.
Well, that's kind of fun, because you make it more of a game. So when we make it more of a game, it takes the heavy energy off of it.
That's right. That's right.
I want to get back to something else. So we were talking about 3D, 5D. And so at some point, at least I believe, or at least that's what I want, it's going to be 5D. No more 3D.
No more 3D.
People talking about how really in the fifth dimension, it's a lot of telepathy. Things show up. Manifesting is like just like that. And that there is no competition. And I believe what I've heard from some people, I don't know this because I haven't challenged this information myself, there's no monetary system. It's just all there. It's an abundant. It's an abundant way of life. Cheryl, what can you say about that?
You know, I'm kind of glad you touched on the monetary part, because I've meditated also on that. I mean, I didn't purposely go into my meditation with that, but it just came to me also in my meditation that the way we exchange money, you know, right now a lot of people are just using a credit card for payment rather than even cash. So it's already changing, you know, as we see that people are working more online and not so much with currency. But I do feel that too. I feel like it won't be so much of a, it won't be so much of a money, you know, like a dollar bills, for example, are going to, you know, be, you know, extinguished, you know, in the future. There'll be other ways of exchanging energy, right? And that, I think, is definitely even beyond 5D. I mean, maybe it's 5D. It felt like I was like, wow. I mean, to imagine that, right?
Yeah.
In our meditation for that to happen.
Yeah, cool.
Interesting. You should mention that too, because I made a special study before I was into the law of attraction. I made a special study of the monetary system. I wrote a book on the subject. And one of the things that I kind of take away from it through what I have learned about spirit, about law of attraction, about all this stuff is, first of all, a lot of the stuff that I previously studied was all fear-based. There was not a whole lot of actual joy in it. It was just plain fear. And the second thing that I've learned is that I think there's some truth to what you're saying in the near term. I mean, you may have been talking long term. I don't really know. But in the near term, I think it's already starting to happen that beyond the use of credit cards, essentially we are getting to a point where I wouldn't say that money is unimportant, because I think it's going to remain important for a lot of people for a long time. I think it's going to be something that they think about differently. Mm. And it's hard to quantify that. It's hard to turn that into a definite statement of this is it. It's going to be like this. I can't say it like that. But there is a shift that is going on that is I haven't found words for it, but what it really amounts to is money is not going to be the same thing. It's going to be perceived differently from the way that we perceive it now. And it's going to be in, I'll say, within the next 10 to 20 years.
Mm-hmm. I love that perception that you're talking about. Like there's this whole paradigm shift around the monetary system, you know, mm-hmm. why we even use money, mm-hmm. or what's the purpose of money, or how are we using it? You know, maybe we're going to use it in a different way.
I think so.
That is fascinating.
It's going to be thought about differently. It's going to be, right now, a lot of people think about money, and we know this from just being coaches and podcast hosts and so forth. Well, there's a whole lot of negative thinking about it in terms of lack and in terms of I don't have it, how can I get it, all that kind of thing. And that's going to go on for a while, but that's part of the shift that's going to happen. It's going to get to the point where that's no longer an interesting question. That's the best way I can express it. It's not going to be a topic of interest, which even as I say that, my conscious mind is saying, no way, no way, no way. But deep down, I know that that's what's happening. In some way that I can't quantify, we are getting to the point where that topic is no longer a hot topic.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So I love how you say in some way you can't describe, because that's how you receive downloaded information from spirit. I mean, sometimes it comes in and you can't explain it. Like I know when I work with people, I'll find some words because it helps them to hear it, mm-hmm. but the words aren't even necessary. And mm-hmm. the understanding is way bigger than the words that I cannot articulate. Mm-hmm. So it feels like the same thing for you. It's like this, there's some knowing there that you can't quite explain in words that make sense right now.
I can't at all explain in words that make sense right now.
But like,
I just know it's there.
Yeah, like the knowingness, so in mediumship, right, in intuitive development, right, we talk about the clairvoyance and clairaudience, and there's claircognizance, which mm-hmm. is the knowing, the clear knowing. And that's stepping forward more in 5D. So mm-hmm. in the fifth dimension reality, people are knowing more. They just come in knowing. And we just know things, you know, because that's the intuitive faculty that is working more and more. So we're not having to guess or regret or second guess, or, you know, we're having more of an understanding. How's that? So we're having a greater understanding too. That's moving into the fifth dimension. So it will be easier, that knowingness.
Yeah.
We just know things.
So it's nice to know that the fifth dimension isn't just a singing group from the 1960s. It actually has a meaning I can use today. That's cool.
Before we actually run out of time, because we might get caught up on all kinds of stuff again, we had this question come up last week, or I had it come up, and I wanted to ask you again, because we spoke last week, I mean the last time you're on, we spoke about how, and you mentioned, we choose the time we're going to be born, who we're going to be born to, where we're going to be born, we choose everything, right? So now we've also chosen when we're going to leave. And so my question is this, I've learned that there may be opportunities mm-hmm. where you can leave. Mm-hmm. So you have these opportunities to say, no, I'm going to stay. I can't wait to hear what you have to say. I'm going to stay a little longer. I'm not going to check out now. I'll wait till that opportunity over there. Because I guess where it mainly comes from is say my sister, right? She went through cancer, she battled it, blah, blah, blah. I guess she could have checked out the first time, but her kids were young. She chose not to. And then the second time she had cancer again, and then she left then. But my point is, my real question is this. If we have decided when we're going to leave, and then you get a diagnosis like cancer, why even bother with the freaking chemo and go through putting all that poison in your body if you have a time when you're going to leave?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great question. And just from my understanding, because, you know, I'm still a student also, I always try to have a beginner's mind when I try to learn something new. And what I understand about your subject matter is that we have exit points. So when people have these near-death, when people have opportunities to actually leave their bodies, They're called exit points. And some people have one or eight, you know. Some people actually do die and come back, right? The near-death experience.
Yeah.
So there are opportunities where the soul mind, our higher mind, has understood it that we're not leaving and that we're staying, and that's why we stay. And your question is about why do we go through all this treatment if we, if are on a higher level, we already know when we're going to leave. And that is to, you know, my answer would be it's all about the soul's evolvement. And the soul is evolving, and all of the souls involved in that soul are evolving. So this was your sister's condition, but because, you know, the family members, the doctors, the friends, the neighbors, the people who hear the stories about your sister, it's we're all evolving on a soul level. So not only is she helping people, you know, even though her physical body is no longer, but her spiritual body is very, very much here. But I do feel that's why we go through these things. It's to understanding and open up our consciousness and to help us understand about ourselves, too, about the power we do have. I'm sure her will and her wanting to be here helped heal her. So she gained so many lessons or so much power just by, you know, there's nothing stronger than the will of the spirit. I always tell people the will of the spirit, I mean, it's just amazing how strong we really are. So I do think that your sister probably was helping not only herself learn her soul, but helping so many more people.
Yeah. No, I'm sure of that. But then, so does that mean, say you've set up yourself with three different exit points. Didn't take the first one, didn't take the second one. Here comes the third one. Through your own soul power, I guess we can say, no, I'm sorry, I'm going for another one. Or do you think that would be it? Because you set out to have these, any one of these three opportunities. And so, not consciously, right? But can that will maybe over, I guess it wouldn't, because if the soul knows what the soul knows, it's just going to go.
I do think we're offered an opportunity to leave, you know, and that can happen through, you know, hey, we hear about people, you know, in these, you know, car accidents or health conditions, and then all of a sudden they're better. And I mean, that doesn't mean that was an exit point for them. That I just want to say that could just be another lesson that they're learning in life. But that's kind of when exit points do happen, is when something happens to maybe knock us out of our body in some way. But I do think it is the soul's desire and choice. It's our free will if we want to stay or if we want to not stay. And it is through a higher understanding, maybe even a higher consciousness than we are even aware of, that we'll probably be learning more about this particular topic as we keep entering 5D. I do want to tell you, but I do feel because we have free will and we have freedom and free choice, that we do get to, you know, actively decide, I think, you know, just from a soul's consciousness, you know, a soul mind. Yeah. If that helps you with
your... Absolutely. Yeah.
It's funny, as you guys were talking about this, I kept getting the same song coming to my head over and over and over again. I mean, I'm playing it in my head right now. And the original meaning of the song is completely different from what we're talking about here, but I'm going to grab a lyric and apply it to what we have here. The lyric being from the Hotel California. You can check out any time you want, but you can never leave.
Well, in some ways we do never leave because we're eternal, right? And it's just a different story.
And that's what I keep thinking. Yeah. I mean, when you talked about the exit points, that was the checking out part. You can check out anytime you want, but you never really leave. It's, you're still part of the same continuum. It just, you know, the show goes on, you know, it's just, you just took on a different role. That's about it.
Yes. And our soul is actually, I mean, to really stretch our minds, right? That our soul is living other lifetimes now, or is living on other levels of other dimensions right now. So I'm sure we're all connected through all of our multidimensional beings, right? Because we're a hologram. So we're a hologram living on all these multiple dimensions, because we're spiritual beings, and we can really be open to all of the goodness that's to come and benefit from that. So I think we're almost learning from ourselves at the same time that these things are happening. And not everybody has exit points. points, I do feel that some people maybe have one in a lifetime, you know, but then they don't have them anymore. But I do know, or I do feel divinely to say this for certain, that people will leave at the exact second they're supposed to, at the exact day. You know, it just feels to me from my experience working with loved ones on the other side that they are okay with however it happened. Somehow they're learning from it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I think that's true.
Yeah.
By the way, Jeffrey raised a question, and also Anasha has tuned in. She raised a question. I want to try to get at least one and maybe two in 5 minutes. I don't know if we can do two, but we'll try. But the question that Jeffrey raised is, how about how we think about formal education versus our natural abilities? In other words, we're talking here about abilities that you developed and that Linda developed and I'm learning to develop and others are developing too. But where does formal education come into this, do you think?
Yeah. I don't know if Linda has a point on this, but I was just first being aware of Einstein's quote, you know, knowledge will take you so far, but imagination will take you, you know, to the infinite universe. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like a balance or a blend of the two. You know, I think we do need to have some type of formal knowledge or education, or we have to have some type of formal awareness, I'll just say, so we can function and be the best who we want to be in this, you know, dimension on this planet in this time and age. Because a lot of it is all spirit. So everything is spirit. Everything is holy. So even though, you know, we're learning formal education, that too is spiritual. Mm. You know, that too is intuition. That too is inspirational. And that's what 5D is doing, is kind of bringing in that alignment for all of this to be true. And then science and physics, who have proven our fifth dimensional reality that we're stepping into, they are catching up, you know. They are catching up because they are starting to open the possibilities of, hey, imagination, we can learn a lot from that.
How about that?
Yeah. You know, that makes me think too, if we've had so much experience, we've probably done all of these things anyway in some way, shape, or form somewhere. The cool thing is that we can tap into that. So it's like, you know, I really want to learn how to be blah, blah, blah. So that's why I like to put myself in night school, because I'm like, well, I'm going out of my body, I might as well learn something. And then come back in and ask for my body receives healing while I'm out there doing my stuff. But sometimes the formal education, whatever it is, whether it's the kind of work I do or, you know, sometimes it just helps to give you that confidence because you have that behind you because of this 3D society where some people need to see that. Mm-hmm. But, like, look at Cheryl. She was just kind of born to this. She didn't need to learn anything. Maybe she wanted to go to Arthur Findlay and different things like that, but she didn't need to because it's all within her somewhere, right? Like what I do, it's all in there somewhere, but sometimes I need some outside education or I'm drawn to some modality just to learn an aspect of a way of bringing it out.
Mm-hmm. And to be around like-minded people, you know, their commonality, which Jeffrey is looking for, you know, and I understand the thirst or the hunger that you have, Jeffrey, you know, trying to find out where can I explore this? Where can I go experience this? And, you know, this show today is an absolute, you know, perfect example. So I'm so glad you're here with us because you will now, with your intention, attract more of shows like this, of like Linda was saying, more higher minded people stepping into your world. So there's nothing you really have to do. But we want you to be more. How's that? Be yourself, you know, be in your beingness with your breathing, your living, your taking care of yourself and your family. But it is about the beingness that I think we're, you know, catching up. We're catching up to that, right?
And about a minute that's left, I also want to get to Nasha's question really briefly. And what she's basically talking about is she's been dealing with some illness. And we were talking about illnesses that can lead to death. She's dealing with illness that's more in, you know, this is part of my physical life routine. But it can have the same kind of effect. I mean, she's talking. At one point she says, my soul is tired now and suddenly I felt so sick. You know, so this is something that we all can go through very easily. Talk about that. And how do we understand that from a 5D perspective?
Yeah. And Linda, jump in any time. But, you know, first what I feel with her is that, you know, a willingness to heal or a willingness to get better. And so it's almost like, is it Natasha? Is that
Nasha? Nasha.
Akasha. It's almost like a spiritual awakening is coming forth for you. So there is something emerging out of all of this, right? So like what they say is there, even though things aren't working the way you'd like them to be, it doesn't mean that things aren't working. Because what I feel is happening for you is something is emerging or coming out of you, whether it's an opening of an awareness or an idea or opening up your intuition and inspiration to receive higher guidance and to accept it and to allow it to happen. But, you know, I just want to say you are a teacher. You know, you are a teacher for us and we're your students. And it is not only you that are teaching and healing, but you're sharing, you know, your life with us and your ailments or what's keeping you down, but you're also learning about how powerful you are at the same time. So that's what I want to teach you, is there's power in healing. And I feel like that's the path that you've actually agreed to step on, you know, so I just want to tell you that's where I feel you're headed.
You know, I want to chime in too, because I got, as I was writing what was coming to me, and then as Cheryl was talking, I was getting full head to toe goosebumps, which are always great. It's like, yes, this is correct. But I think for Nasha, it's like, and it's the whole thing with this full moon and with all the energies that have been releasing and purging and letting go as we step into this whole new way of being. It is a rebirth. So it kind of feels like, yeah, a part of you is dying off. Mm. And this other part of you wants to come forward, but it's your choice. Are you going to let that part of you in and go with that? And release the old stuff. I feel like you have a tendency to hold on to that old stuff, Nasha. It's time to just let it go. Let it die away. The illness you're feeling in your body, let it be a purge of that energy that doesn't serve you anymore. And it's your choice if you want to step into all the lessons that are coming from all of that. Like, allow them to come forward to actually lift you higher.
I love that.
Good answer. Oh, wow. My only regret is that we're out of time, because I just want to keep going with it. This is wonderful. But thank you, Cheryl, so much for spending time with us and sharing your insights about, wow, this 3D, 5D thing is a lot bigger than I thought it was, even after what Linda had taught us. So I really appreciate you taking the time to do that. I also want to thank our listeners for joining in on the live stream and for all the information they gave. And also I want to remind people, I mean, like 80 to 85% of our listeners are subscribers. So they get the regular shows coming to their podcast device, you know, whatever device they're listening to podcasts on, or they're subscribed on YouTube. But the other 10 to 20% of you, we want you to become subscribers as well. So go to loatoday.net. That's where you can subscribe to the podcast. And on YouTube, if you want to subscribe so you can actually see our faces as we're doing these shows, because we record live to YouTube while we're doing them, just do a search for LOA Today podcast videos and click the subscribe button. And then, of course, click the little notification bell so you get notified every time that we are on the air. And those are two ways that you can make sure that you follow us and get all the great information that comes to you 5 days a week here on LOA Today. So, Cheryl, before you go, tell us once again, how do people find more about Cheryl Murphy? How do they reach out to you? Where do they learn more about what you have to offer?
Well, thank you so much, Walt and Linda, for having me. It's such a joy to be here. Such a special forum that you guys have. My website, how people can reach me, is through my website, CherylMurphy.net.
You know what? Nice and simple.
I just was trying to copy out of my Word document and put it into the feed, so it's in the
chat.
I'll add it to the video later, because for some reason it's not copying out of the Word doc, and I just keep getting the Zoom link to this show.
Well, we'll definitely get it in there. So thank you for being persistent about that, Linda. We really appreciate that. And thank you for bringing Cheryl on. This is the second time you brought her here. This is great. So thank you.
Thank you, guys. That was so much fun.
It has been tremendous fun. And we look forward to talking to all of our listeners next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everybody.